This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump is shrugging off the face-off in northern Syria between Syrian forces, Turkey, and Syrian Kurds, as AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
To the president, it's simple. Turkey, Syria, and the Kurds have issues.
Let them work it out. We shouldn't be over there.
But he's facing backlash at home for abandoning the Kurds, who fought Islamic State militants alongside the U.S. Turkey considers them terrorists and is now attacking them. The president says they'll be fine.
I say this with great respect. They're no angels.
The criticism's coming from allies like Senate GOP chief Mitch McConnell.
The Kurds did the heavy lifting here.
And Lindsey Graham, who worries about the U.S. being isolationist.
To those who think the Mideast doesn't matter to America, remember 9/11.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democratic leaders cut short a meeting with President Trump after the president had what Pelosi called a meltdown over a resolution condemning his removal of U.S. troops from Syria. The speaker said she believed the president was upset over the 354-60 House vote.
I think that vote, the size of the vote, more than 2-1 of the Republicans voted to oppose what the president did, probably got to the president because he was shaken up by it.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the president had insulted Pelosi and wasn't taking the problem seriously.
He said that there are communists involved, and you guys might like that. I mean, this was not a dialogue. It was sort of a diatribe, a nasty diatribe, not focused on the facts.
Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy said that Pelosi and the Democrats had politicized the meeting. This is VOA News. A former aide to U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is testifying to the House impeachment panels behind closed doors. Michael McKinley, who resigned last week, is a career Foreign Service officer and was Pompeo's de facto chief of staff. He was expected to discuss concerns held by career State Department officials about the treatment of the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, and others who worked on the Ukraine portfolio. Lawmakers familiar with the hearing say the testimony from the witnesses, mainly officials from the State Department and other foreign policy posts, is largely corroborating the account of the government whistleblower whose complaint first sparked the congressional impeachment inquiry. Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam was forced to abandon her annual policy address Wednesday after some lawmakers jeered when she began speaking. The embattled leader later delivered the speech by way of a pre-recorded video link. Michelle Hennessy has more.
Hong Kong's protests moved inside the city's legislature on Wednesday. The city's least popular post-colonial leader had her annual policy address adjourned after some lawmakers stood on desks, chanted protest slogans, and held up banners of Carrie Lam with blood on her hands. The heckling forced an unprecedented cancellation of the address, with Lam later broadcasting a pre-recorded version instead. But back in the legislature, some lawmakers repeated calls for her to stand down, saying she's become, quote, incapable of leading the city.
That's Michelle Hennessy of Reuters. Jury selection has begun in a landmark opioid trial in Cleveland, Ohio. We get details from AP's Jennifer King.
It's the first federal trial over the opioid epidemic. Two Ohio counties claim that drug companies engaged in a deadly conspiracy that damaged their communities and created a public nuisance. U.S. District Judge Dan Polster is overseeing more than 2,000 lawsuits that have been merged into a class action known as a multi-district litigation. The list of defendants has been whittled down to 6 after 5 drug manufacturers, including Purdue Pharma, used settlements or bankruptcy filings to be dismissed from the trial. Judge Polster denied a motion to delay the case after news leaked that 3 big distributors might be offering a total of $18 billion to settle the suits, saying he'll question potential jurors to see if they're aware of the coverage. I'm Jennifer King.
Retail sales dropped in September by the largest amount in 7 months, possibly signaling that rising trade tensions and turbulent markets are having an impact on consumer spending. Gasoline sales were down along with car purchases. Consumers weren't shopping as much at department stores, and grocery shopping was also down. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.